Hello and welcome back to episode 31 of Down Under the Ring podcast. I am your host, The Warship, and today we're going through something us wrestlers call card subject to change. You see, the gimmicks we used to record this software did a big botch, and unfortunately we lost the first little bit, about 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes of this recording. But don't worry, we made sure to record extra long so that there was stuff for you to listen to. So please, sit back and enjoy episode 31 of Down Under the Ring podcast right after a word from our sponsor.
Right. Go. So night two, of WrestleMania, we've got the first event of the night. It is going to be Drew McIntyre. He's coming out. Big entrance. He's going to do the whole sword thing and all that sort of thing. And we've got Seth. He comes out. He's got his flames. He's got everyone singing his song. Getting ready. The match is literally about to start. Next thing you hear.
Yep.
And we've got a special guest referee.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't hate that because he said he's going to be there, and that's the next thing I wanted to talk about anyway. What do you think about that? I still hold firm on all the shit I've been saying for weeks. I don't think he's hurt anymore. I think he's better.
I don't think he's – I've been watching his exercise videos and all that sort of thing. I went real nerdy the other day. Mm-hmm. So you would have seen the video that came out during Raw a couple of days ago. And I was even looking at things like the way his muscle was moving in his arm. And I was like, I don't think he's that hurt. Like, he's fully engaging that arm.
Yeah. I think that, like I said weeks ago, I think it was partial tear. And I think that he's rehabbed like a crazy person. We've seen it before. John Cena, I think it was a 9-month window. For his injury, we came back Royal Rumble.
It was like 5 months or something, right?
It was such a short time because what he said he did was, and I heard him on CVV, he was talking on Chris Van Vliet, and he said, what I did was, is usually rehab is once, twice a week. What I would do is I'd go there in the morning, I'd rehab all day. I moved there to where the rehab was.
Oh, I remember,
And I did it every single day, and I was completely ready in time with months to spare. It was something like
There's one other person who's done that, and that was Triple H did it when he got that mad injury back in the day as well.
Yeah.
Moved to Birmingham, Alabama, and just rehabbed like crazy so he could get back.
Yep, and look, I full think he's done that too because, like, the window for a legit triceps tear off the bone is like you're looking at least 6 months.
Yeah.
Like at least. And I just don't think he's done that. I think that he's going to be at WrestleMania. I wouldn't be surprised if he's fully okay for WrestleMania. And even if he's not, we've seen him even the day after when they had him in the ring and he got beat up by Drew, he can still move around. And let's not forget, I watched it the other day. You would have seen it on Binge. I watched the other day the Hell in a Cell match with Cody and Seth where he legitimately was hurt in that match. It's doable even if you're hurt. So I think that he's going to be okay. I think that he's going to be involved in it. I kind of not sure, though, because now the question begs, who's he hate more?
And that's the thing, right? I think it's a case of Seth hates Cody. Not Seth hates Cody. Seth hates Punk.
Yeah.
Punk hates Drew.
Yeah. So do you think he helps Seth retain?
I think the smart booking here is Seth loses the title. I think Seth has set up that title, but it's only going to be taken seriously as a title once it started to be held by more people, right?
Yeah.
So he has held it. He's held it for a decent amount of time to set it up and establish it. He needs to move it on to somebody else who can make something else with it. I think Drew's the perfect person for that. Also, think that Drew works well as he deserves the shot. But the other point is, and I've said this to you before, I don't know if I've said it on the show, but I wouldn't be surprised if they go in the opposite direction that what everybody thinks is going to happen in that tag team match the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Cody and Seth win that.
Yeah.
Because Seth loses his title night one. Punk screws him over so that he can go for Drew for the title later.
Yeah.
Then we've got no bloodline is allowed to interfere in the main event. Seth's not bloodline.
Yeah. Yeah. Possible.
And Seth's MO is to screw over people who he is in teams with.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we could get that chair shot again.
We could. We could. What I'm thinking now is,
I saw the eyes bulging before. There's an idea in your head.
There really is. There really is. So Gunther has been making waves lately with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I
normally on the chest of other men as he slaps them.
I don't think Sammy can do it. I'm a little bit in the thing with Chad Gable there. I love that, by the way. That was really well
done.
That's
really good.
But if he does, because I don't know if you agree with this, Sami Zayn is this generation's Mick Foley.
Yep, 100% agree. 100%. If Sammy, he's the underdog that everybody wants to achieve, but most of the time can't get it done, but everyone still loves him.
If Sammy wins, there's two ways I can go with this. Sammy wins. Damian Priest is super outclassed in the main event scene.
Yep.
Sammy wins. Damian Priest cashes in.
I don't have an issue with that. Yeah.
That opens up Drew McIntyre versus Gunther with the guys who hit each other harder than anyone in the universe match. That's a big meaty man slap and meat match right there.
That's a SummerSlam main event, bro.
It really is. And then Punk and Seth can go and do their thing because it doesn't need the belt.
They don't need a title. They
don't need the belt.
Yep.
And then once that's done, then you can elevate Punk to the Universal title, because my thought is I think he'll be there. I'm not sure if he will interfere in that match or be the special referee in that match, but I do think it's possible that he costs Seth and Cody night one of WrestleMania, because Cody is the one who beat him at the Royal Rumble, which would lead to Cody overcoming the odds night two, which would then lead to Cody versus Punk.
That does work. That absolutely works. But do we want, like, and this is somebody who's a Punk fan, I'm a Mark for CM Punk, do we actually want Punk in the main event scene?
Mm-hmm.
Going for that top title?
I would cite Punk's return on YouTube. The amount of views that thing has, the reaction we had, we changed our logo for it.
We did.
CM Punk, and we said this months before he got injured, is a fucking draw.
Yep.
CM Punk moves the needle.
Like we've said before, as on our podcast alone, not even looking at WWE's or AEW's metrics, looking at our metrics, CM Punk has moved the needle.
Can you think in the modern era?
There's only one person, by the way, who has moved the needle more than CM Punk.
And that's Gino Gambino.
Gino Gambino.
Yes, it is.
Outdrew Punk.
Can you think of a match in the modern era that will have more impact and draw more and move the needle more than a heel CM Punk versus a face Cody Rhodes?
I've been saying it for months, bro. Give me asshole heel Punk.
Because he turns heel. That's what happens night one of WrestleMania. If he turns heel there, he will be the most hated man in the company.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if he's like, if he goes back and leans into that, I told you on day one, I am not here to make friends. I
didn't like, come I'm here to make money.
Look, I don't make friends out the back. I've got a history. If I don't like you, I'll punch you in the face.
Yep. And I'm you know what?
To make money.
We're going to Netflix next year. That means you get one swear word. If you think that you can do this, if you can beat Roman with the cards stacked against you, fucking prove it. Like, yeah. I'm not doing this because I hate you. I'm doing this because I want your best. And I want to know that you can beat a Hall of Famer, you can beat a future Hall of Famer, and you can beat that whole family in one night. Because if you don't, you're not worth me going for.
And you know the other thing you can absolutely do with Punk in that situation is everybody knows the only reason I came back to this company was to make money and to main event WrestleMania. This belt is now mine. I'm going to beat you, and I am not defending it until WrestleMania.
Yep, yep. We're going to have that match at WrestleMania. And you know what else we know about you, Cody Rhodes? We all know that the second I showed up somewhere else, you ran like a little bitch back to WWE. Like,
yep. There's so much story there.
Too okay. scared.
You've sold me on it, bro.
That's I like yours. I like the special referee route. It feels like the WWE 2K24 game, which I've been playing all week with thanks to 2K24, WWE 2K. Really, really good. Really like it. Don't like the fact that I had to restart my Rise because it crashed like the rest of it. I got so far. I got to the Xavier Woods bit, and then it got to a loading screen, and it just won't load past it. So I started again. And it's okay because my character looks amazing. Look it up. Look up the warship. I think it's the warship, actually, in the community creations, and you'll find it.
Actually, you can also, if you look up hashtag FID, you'll find me as well. And then you can put us together and have a cool tag team.
I have that tag team set up as well. We come out to lots of cool stuff, actually.
I've got it set up in my universe. I'm not doing my Rise. I'm doing my universe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well,
In my one, we come out to, I think it's Beats. That's the name of the music because it's a big gangster. And we come out to the Usos entrance, and it's just beautiful in every way. We've got the Down to the Ring logo plastered all through it. In fact, my gear in that on the community creations is the last wrestling gear I ever wore. And it kind of looks exactly like me, just not quite as muscular as I am in real life.
Yeah, well, look. Same with mine. Mine's not as muscular as me either.
No. Very clearly not. Very clearly not. We're getting derailed. I want to go play 2K. I'm not going to lie. I know everyone wants to play Helldivers right now. I just want to go play 2K24. So let's move on before we just go do that instead. What do you think? This is just off the back of what we've said. I know we've spoke about it briefly here, but what titles are changing at WrestleMania?
This is a great discussion. This is the thing. So we've already booked it. We think Roman's losing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So established, I think both of us can agree. Roman loses, Cody wins the title. It has to happen. We're finishing
it. It has to happen, but also it might not. I know what I've just said, but I also said like 2 weeks ago, it might not. So I'm on the fence there, but I like the booking we've come to.
Give it a percentage, bro. What are your percentage that Cody wins?
Let me just have a quick sip of the man shake here.
I'm sitting at about 80.
See, I think it's likely, but I think it's very possible that we don't. Because what about Tama Tonga?
it's funny, we've got reports that he's going to WWE. Externally, Sean Ross Sapp has confirmed it's happening. I can confirm that our sources have told us at least 3 months ago that he'd already left.
Yeah. So it's possible. I don't think last year. So
it's the Hogan record, bro. That's what gets me.
Yeah, that's the only variable. The only variable is the Hogan record. And because, again, back to 2K24, that shit is plastered on every loading screen in my eyes. Every one. It's either that or Asuka or Gunther, and that's it. It's like those three loading screens where I am in my eyes anyway. Those are the ones that come up. And it's like 1,496, I think it is, because I've seen it constantly.
Let's be honest. With WWE at the moment as a company, I feel like as a company, TKO are like reset time.
Yeah, it's time to distance ourselves from everything bad.
Exactly. Everyone who's ever been problematic, let's distance ourselves from that and start setting up new people that can be the new heroes going forward that we have in our bumpers and in our programs and all that sort of thing. So that's the other thing is Hogan and that.
That being said, with all of that, I still think it's more likely than not that Cody does win.
But it's close. This is where I am, 80% Cody. And I think if Cody wins, we're getting a new belt and they're going to rename it the WWE Championship and we're going to end that Universal lineage, I think.
My last point as a possible, we're all talking about distance and distance and distance. This isn't on our notes, but Brock Lesnar has been discussed internally as maybe we're not finished.
I think we're finished.
But it's been discussed.
It's been discussed.
And he's back on the roster page.
Hmm.
I know that doesn't necessarily mean anything, and it could just be like piss in the wind. That was... It's a poor choice of words.
Wink. Yeah.
He's like running around like this. But... It might not be piss in the wind.
Yeah.
It might be piss in the cup. Have a little sippy sip. Brock Lesnar could be back. If Brock shows up in the main event of Night 2 at WrestleMania and kills Cody, I'm not 100% certain that won't happen.
Look, if that was going to be the play, genuinely, I think that's Raw after Mania material.
Yeah, look, I do too, because, like, I shook your hand. It was a deal because, you know, when you win, you know. But, yeah, look, there are so – we could talk about this all night. There are variables galore for what's going to happen here. But what about the rest of it?
Rest of it, World Heavyweight Championship, Seth loses to Drew. And I am 90% on that.
And I do believe I'm about 90% on that too. I don't foresee a scenario where Seth leaves with the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't at this point. But it doesn't necessarily mean Drew's going to leave with the belt either.
Yeah.
Because it would fit in with his whingy bitch situation if Damian Priest came in and stole it. It is possible. I do not think it will happen. But it's possible. If Drew wins, though, I think we're going to something else immediately. I don't think we're going to have Drew come out and just wank about for a month. I think that whatever happens will happen immediately, either post-match or on Raw.
Yep. All right. I only have one 100% that I'm like 100% sure, certain of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rhea Ripley retains.
Ooh, okay. You think that... they want to reverse the bad will Becky got from squashing Bianca Belair a few WrestleManias ago?
No, I don't think it's that. I just think it's Rhea is such a draw for the company at the moment. I think if you were going to put the title on Becky, as much as I respect the shit out of Becky and what she has done, I think at this stage, Rhea's younger. Rhea is a bigger draw currently. That's who I think we keep.
Who beats Rhea Ripley then?
I think I pitched this to you in chat. I don't know if I pitched it here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain Australian that's rumoured to have been signed.
Yeah, look. Wouldn't hate it.
If Delta has been signed, that's who I'm alluding to. If Delta has been signed, send her to NXT for a few months, get her TV ready. Send her and take on Rhea. I think there's something there. I think there's some.
You were just so impressed seeing Delta live, weren't you?
I've gone back and watched so much YouTube of her.
Yeah. Yeah, and ever since the EPW show.
Ever since. And I'm just like, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a story there, right? They've got history in the past. You could also sort of just allude to a, you know, a demon from her past is coming back to take her out. She's the only person who can take her out. Like, there's just so much that you've got this very dominant champion, and the only person who can beat her is someone who can psychologically fuck with her.
I like it. But what about if you'll never forget the name of Jax Dust? Because Nia Jax is on a tear lately. I don't believe those words come out of my mouth. She's not terrible in the ring anymore.
She's not terrible. I thought her match this week was a waste of time. I didn't understand what was happening.
I agree with that.
Yeah. like, it was a match where I was just like, cool. Why is this match happening? It was almost like Vince booking. It was like, yeah, we had this match a few weeks ago. Let's do it again.
We need to get a women's match on the card, brother.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Okay, but all right, remove Nia Jax, remove Delta, because that's not a lock.
No.
Is there anyone on the roster that can beat Rhea Ripley?
Bianca? But I've said before, I don't want to see that either.
No, I don't want to see it. Jade Cargill.
Jade would be amazing. I think Jade is going to be a great run against her. I don't think Jade's ready for that title, though.
No, but I think from a physical point of view, the only one that is even close.
Or we bring in the next 12 months someone from TNA.
Actually, that's a good point. I've got an idea. We don't have any legacy women anymore. And the only time there were was when they were involved with Becky. Trish Stratus.
And she can still go.
Mickie James.
I think Mickie's happy doing her stuff on the indies.
I do too.
I think she's ready for retirement, Mickie.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's Naomi.
No.
Because they have squandered the fuck out of that return so far. It reminds me of Andrade.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with those two re-signs, but both of them have just fallen flat completely.
Absolutely agreed. Like, Andrade is clearly up to something, but it feels like a rehash of what he was doing in AEW.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the go is. Also, speaking of AEW and Little Knox, did you see Ricochet hit Black Mass this week?
Did you hear how many times they referred to Puma?
Yes. Every time he did anything. Like a Puma, Michael Cole.
Do you think they're building to something here?
Prince Puma in WWE? I wouldn't hate that. Because really, all right. Weird fantasy book.
Okay.
WrestleMania season ends. Who cares?
Are we going Lucha Underground booking here?
We're going Cruiserweight Classic booking.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We bring back the Cruiserweight title properly. We have another Cruiserweight Classic. We turn it into King of the Ring.
And we don't have a separate show for it.
We don't have a separate show for it. We run it like King of the Ring. We have a Cruiserweight Classic show, but that show is there are other matches.
Yeah.
It's not just Cruiserweight Classic. So you have the same formula that King of the Ring had. We have like four semi-quarterfinal matches or whatever over the course of the weeks leading up to it. We do the semis and the main on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring Prince Puma back because really what the fuck's he doing as Ricochet on the main roster?
And this is the thing with Ricochet, right, is amazing performer. He gets some amazing moments. He's had a great mid-card run to get moments, but he hasn't had an amazing run where he has stood out.
Yeah.
As a performer. Yeah. Give it to him.
The only time he stood out was when he did that fucking flip.
Yeah.
And he did the same shit on NXT.
Yeah.
So.
And they let him do some shit this week.
Yeah, they did. They did. Like, again, he hit Black Mass. I don't know why he hit Black Mass. He won with the recoil. He missed the 630. he actually hit all his notes, like pretty much everything. I'm happy for them to do it. I do think he's an exceptionally handsome dude, right?
Mm.
But he's the most boring faced man alive. Put him back under the mask and he can still be that same guy. Like, I can see that. Absolutely.
Because, so there we go. We've just booked a belt that we haven't even got. Another belt. All right,
we're Tony Khan here now. We're turning into Tony Khan. And hey, that leads into my next thing I wanted to talk about. Tag team title match, right? So we've got, it's this like massive, and all the teams haven't even been announced yet. It's this massive like tag team scramble match. I think it's belt retrieval, right, as well?
It's a ladder match.
It's a ladder match. Okay. So here's the thing. We've got DIY so far. We've got the New Day so far. We've got Judgment Day.
10 years and I've only just got to WrestleMania.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I love it. I'm so happy for them. And I really wish I could say they're going to win. The last team, Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. So far, we've got two more to be decided. So it's a big fucking match. It's going to get everyone paid, which is awesome. But here's the thing, is we spoke about this really briefly on messages. I love what R-Truth is doing. R-Truth is my favorite thing almost about the entire show.
And he has never won a match at WrestleMania.
So what I think would be excellent is Awesome Truth are on a tear. They're doing their thing. Everybody's down except for R-Truth and Damian Priest. And R-Truth goes up and he gets the Raw Tag Team Championships and he pulls them both down and he celebrates like he's won the belts. He gets off. He does the thing. He's on the rope. He's doing all this, getting into it. You know, he picks up the Miz like, yeah, we did. You know, it was awesome.
Throws the belt at him.
Yeah, well, actually, I recant that. He doesn't do anything with The Miz. It's all R-Truth. He's holding both belts. As he's doing that, you see Damian Priest grab the other belts, right? Now the titles are split because they're both taking them. We can't restart the match. It's an enormous match as it is. So you have Judgment Day who have won the belts and the Judgment Day who have won the belts. Now, it's worth noting again, let me just refresh myself because I got ahead a little bit. When R-Truth takes down the Raw Tag Team Championships, he only takes one of them down.
Hmm.
Because R-Truth, in his brain, he's like, I win the match, I got the belt, right?
Yeah.
I've won the belt. That means that one championship has one belt and one tag team championship has three.
So, this is brilliant because you have just told me what basically you told me in chat earlier this week what you wanted to see, but you've also included what I wanted to see.
Because now the Judgment Day takes those belts and they give them purple straps. All three of them. And then we have the WWE Trios Championship. And on top of that, R-Truth has won. You can't just have one tag team champion. So you have the WWE Tag Team Champions, the Awesome Truth, and you have the Judgment Day with the Trios Championships.
Love it.
Keeps the Judgment Day strong. You can give it to Dom. You can give it to JD. Doesn't matter who.
Mm.
The only other version of that I pitched to you was that R-Truth takes both belts down, Priest takes the other two belts down, R-Truth drops one of them, runs up to Damian Priest, hugs him, and it's R-Truth, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest as Trios champions because he's still in the Judgment Day. He just had to prove himself with the gang warfare, and I did it for you. We're the tag team champions. And then The Miz has one belt, which then becomes two.
And look, I like either one of those scenarios. I'd love to see him get into Judgment Day officially, but who knows? I love it.
Either way, I think that we should leave WrestleMania with a trios championship, because if you think about that roster, you've got Imperium, you've got Alpha Academy, you've got the Judgment Day. There are so many teams, and all shit willing, you've got the New Day with returning Big E to go for those belts as well.
Yeah.
And who better to win those belts than the New Day?
Oh, I mean, if Big E does make a return, and I hope it can happen one day, the moment he's back, put those belts on those three.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I suppose the only other way you could run that is, what if Big E returns at WrestleMania? And what if R-Truth just takes one belt down and then Big E takes the other three?
Yep.
And then the New Day, because, you know, whoo, they can just do whatever they like because they're the New Day.
Yeah.
They just christen them themselves.
Yeah. And look, it's the same way they treated the tag titles for a while anyway with the Freebird rules. So.
Exactly right. So why not do that? That's where I'm at with that. I love that. What else do we have to discuss here? We've got Gunther and Sami Zayn.
We've already decided.
I think
Gunther keeps, and then if anything, we get a cash in.
I don't think Sammy can do it.
No.
But then I suppose you could run the Miners of the Judgment Day, if that's the case. You could give that to JD, Dom, and then Finn could run that on the tag side of things, and then give Damian Priest the Intercontinental Championship. When you add the Women's Championship into that, they're running the show. They've got all the gold. That means the Trios titles go to Raw. Miz goes to SmackDown. R-Truth goes to SmackDown, whatever the case may be. And that's that. We're sorted with that. I think that's a good. I like that. Well, okay, one for me that's important. Does Bayley win?
My heart says yes.
What does your head say, though?
My head says no.
Mm-hmm.
My head says that it does more for EO to have her retain over Bayley. I don't think Bayley hurts by losing that match.
Yeah.
I don't think it does any damage to her. I think she can go on and continue fighting against Damage Control in one way or another. I think her next rivalry is actually Dakota Kai, because there's so much there, right? Dakota Kai hasn't had a standout of any way on the main event roster, so having Bayley versus Dakota is going to be good. That's where I think that one's going.
I have a thought about it, though, and it's, we don't have, so far we're fantasy booking all these awesome best case scenarios. We don't have a shit worst case scenario. And
correct,
we
and
need
there has
one.
To be some, yeah, we can't, so I've been thinking about this all week as well, is at the moment everybody's talking about what they want.
Yeah.
We can't all get what we want. It's not going to happen.
And
one of those situations I actually think is the United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin Owens and Randy Orton have been so buddy-buddy in the build-up to this match that I think what we end up happening is Kevin Owens and Randy cancel each other out to a point where Logan Paul walks out as Universal Champion.
And I don't hate that. And that's weird to say. Oh, obviously, he's going to die like a week later. So I have to take that into account as well, because this isn't about wrestling. But I swear to fucking God, if Mike Tyson doesn't punch Jake Paul in the face and then immediately punch Logan Paul in the face and beat them both, I will be shocked. Yeah. I do not want this to be worked like Floyd Mayweather clearly was. Mike Tyson is the scariest fucking human being in the universe, and I do not see both of them beating him in a match.
This match is already a work. The fact that we've basically got a tag team against one
guy.
I just don't want to see it. It's going to be a work, dude.
I just want to see him kill two people. That's legacy tarnishing at this point. And like Floyd Mayweather, he could wear it because everyone knows he's the best boxer in probably ever. Like, not to move into, you know, down under the mat and change it over to a boxing podcast, but I just don't think it's good business to have Mike Tyson lose to fucking Logan and Jake Paul.
Dude, it's more fixed than wrestling. It has been for a long time.
Yeah. It is. But that would be my only thing if I was Mr. Paul Levesque, would be, okay, well, you can retain, but there's a chance I'm going to have to bury you in like a month's time. So I'm a little bit concerned.
And maybe that's the burial, is that Tyson comes out and KOs him during a SummerSlam match.
That would be the coolest shit ever. A return. Can you imagine what that would do for Logan Paul to get the Shawn Michaels treatment?
Yeah.
With Tyson, goes for a punch, bang, just like he did to Shawn. Yeah. That'd be sick. And then he could pull off the shirt. He's got an LA Knight shirt underneath. Yeah.
Love it. Now, there's one match that...
Is it that one?
No, I've been looking at the card while we've been talking. There's one match that is non-title match that we should discuss, and it's Jimmy and Jay.
I like the build this week. What they did was cool because it added doubt, it added uncertainty, a little bit of fear, a little bit of regret on the hands of Jey Uso.
It also added lies and lies and lies as to what the history of those two were.
Oh, yeah, now Jimmy's talking true, surely.
Look, I've been looking forward to this match anyway because they said in an interview like 4 years ago that
they wanted this.
They wanted this match. I'm just happy they're getting this match.
And it's the biggest WrestleMania ever.
Yeah.
See the sign on fucking Raw, the call Rikishi, in the middle of both. Right in the middle.
Brilliant. And look, I have no doubt that Rikishi is going to be involved. Like, the entire bloodline are going to be there, right?
They have to be.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind picking. I think Jimmy goes over.
I wouldn't hate it.
I think in the next few weeks, we're going to see stakes added to this match, which is going to be, if I beat you, you return home.
Yeah.
And then I think Jimmy returns home and they get involved in the story.
I think, look, this is going to make people mad with me. It's going to make Jim Reyes especially mad with me. Who was the face in Brett versus Owen? The WrestleMania.
It was Brett, wasn't it?
Was Brett the face or was he the heel?
I'm pretty sure he was the face. He may have been the heel. I can't remember.
Because they're talking about that. No, that won't nothing come. But they're talking about that a lot at the moment on the 2K24 game as well. They mention it. They mention it on there as well.
They even talked this week about the Hardys. AEW.
They said, they're like, not since Brett versus Owen, not since Matt versus Jeff. Like, they brought all of that in.
And one of those people were in attendance in the audience.
Mm-hmm. But nothing's going on according to Sean Ross Sapp. Although someone's contract is up, and if I was him, I'd be posturing.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Because he's been fucking wasted at the moment, even though he can barely walk still. You look at what the guy who fucked his missus is doing on TV, and he's being wasted.
Yeah.
Because you look at what Edge is doing versus what Matt's doing.
100%.
Are they much different? Like, I know, yes, they are. But, like, you look at their careers side by side and everything that Matt went through, everything that Edge went through up until the point where Edge became like a multi-time champion, the trajectory is kind of the same.
They're about
the same age. Matt can't move good. He can still wrestle.
Yep.
He just feels like he's being wasted.
100% agree. And he's behind the scenes out of either of the Hardys. He's the one you want to have behind the scenes with the younger talent too.
Yeah, absolutely. Make a great road agent when he's ready for that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and the dude's a creative genius. We've seen what he can do with nothing.
I really feel like Triple H would have dealt with the whole Woken thing much better if he was in charge.
100%.
Because that was gold. And then it became not gold. Okay. So who wins?
Oh, I think Jimmy.
You reckon Jimmy? You reckon Jimmy?
Yeah.
And what do you reckon Jay goes back to the bloodline?
And I think that's another upset because we need more upsets on this card.
But what would Jay do in the bloodline? He's really getting into his own as this main event Jey Uso right now.
And that's the other thing, right? It could kill his trajectory.
Yeah. Because I think he's right on that cusp.
Yeah.
Like, right on that cusp of the next level there. His little gold tooth he's got now. Like,
yeah.
He's really feeling like he's just that far away. This Yeet thing is going over fucking awesomely at the moment. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Last match then. Run the LA Knight moment of the week.
Let me talk to you.
LA Knight.
Yeah.
AJ Styles. Who's going to do that? It has to be LA Knight.
Has to be LA Knight. He needs his moment. If we're not going to have him going for a title, then he needs to get a big win. And it needs to be a big win.
If he doesn't win here, I have no faith that he's ever going to win.
No. And so he needs to go over. And like I said, needs to be a big win. This match needs to... Like, I know WWE is not about five-star bangers.
Mm-hmm.
But we know AJ can pull out a five-star banger. I think you could at least pull a four out of LA Knight. Like, it needs to be an amazing match, and it needs to be a whole bunch of near falls. It needs to be, you know, two and three-quarter
real counts.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good. I think it needs to be good for him to go anywhere from here. It needs to be like the best match he's ever had.
They need to go into this and try and steal the show.
Yeah, yeah. This needs to be the dark horse match. Oh, God damn it, I've been playing too much. This needs to be the match that that really sets apart from everything else on the night, on the card. Yeah,
absolutely. And
I think they can do it because AJ is a fucking genius. Like,
yeah.
He really, really is, and he's got some real good history with doing that exact thing. Yeah. But he needs to do something right now, I think, for LA Knight to be anything from here.
And look, we need to do have a good payoff to him flying halfway across the flat earth to go and kill LA Knight.
Man, he went around the corner to get here. That's crazy. All right, last talking point I want to discuss.
Yes.
Read about it today. Undertaker came out in his podcast and he said it looked like it was all going to happen. It looked like it was going to be Sting versus The Undertaker, and Vince didn't want to do it.
And it's because Vince didn't see anything in it.
And I think that that is purely and simply Vince being bitter and Vince being that WCW hating guy. I think that it really squandered it.
The way he booked Sting in Sting's first Mania, I hated. And look, it is because I was a WCW kid.
Yeah.
And it didn't need to go play on the WCW thing. Like, we didn't need the NWO involved. We didn't need DX involved. And then we definitely did not need Triple H to go over in that match. Like, the entire thing crushed Sting.
It just screamed like petty.
Yeah, it was crap.
But can you name one WCW guy, main event guy, whose name is not Bill Goldberg and Booker T, who did well in the transition?
In the transition after the sale?
Yes.
Because otherwise I'd say Jericho.
Yeah. We can't count Jericho. He made himself before the sale.
Yeah. No, like Sting, is it?
It's like Chronic, like... like Sean O'Hare, Chuck Palumbo, Hurricane Helms did well, but
Hurricane Helms had an amazing career.
Not a main eventer.
No, never has been.
Like Sean O'Hare could have been. I truly believe that. Even Chuck Palumbo to an extent could have been.
Yep.
Like they murdered Buff Bagwell. They made DDP a molester. What did they do? This is exactly why we didn't get Sting versus The Undertaker.
Yeah, and it's bullshit. It sucks. As we've had a lot of talk about Sting recently because of his amazing final match. By the way, I'm so gutted that I couldn't do that episode with you because I was a Sting guy to the point where I had a dog called Sting, named after Stinger himself.
Yeah.
And I loved his retirement. I got emotional watching his retirement. I'm glad I paid for that pay-per-view. But so disappointed because it was literally the one match that was left on the card, right? His bingo card of, or what is it, the coffee club punch card.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the last one left that people needed. Mm-hmm. And it, just because Vince was like, I don't see anything in it. It would have been a hard match to pull off, I think.
Yeah, especially at that age for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they could have done it. We could have had that AJ Styles like boneyard match with Sting.
Well, this is the thing. Sting let his contract expire at the start of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We might have got that match if he'd stayed.
And that all comes down to them saying, hey, you should. You know, we should do this match. You should stay.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, when it got down to the end of his contract, they should have been saying, look, we're in a time where we've been talking about doing this cinematic thing.
I know you want to go, but hey, let's just do this one thing.
Give us a year. Give us one more year so we can make this happen.
Yeah, yeah. And look.
And that could have, look, I think in that match, Undertaker would have gone over still.
Yes. And I think that would have been fine.
I think that would have been the right decision. But you still
pass
could have
the
had
torch.
Passing the torch.
Pass the torch to the young upstart, the Undertaker, the young whippersnapper.
Yeah. But that's not the point, right? The point in that match would not have been who won or lost. It was that we finally got the dream match.
It's funny
that I was so shitty about Triple H beating Sting. But in this situation, I'm completely opposite of it. Like, I wouldn't have cared who won or lost.
No, because it doesn't matter in that situation.
No.
I just think that, it sucks. Although we have heard, and the very last talking point is we have heard that he's not said no to doing something else, but then he's said no after not saying no. So what do we say in WWE? In wrestling in general, never say never.
Oh, but I don't want to see it.
No.
This is me being 100% honest. Like, I loved The Undertaker, love The Undertaker still to this day. Like, his character work. It's the longest running character that shouldn't have worked, but did work, right? And I don't want to see that further watered down. Like, we started to see that character really start to get watered down in the last few years because he was moving a lot slower. That match with Cena at WrestleMania was dog balls and should never have happened. Didn't do anybody any favors.
But he gets on the phone and he's like, hey, Steve, it's Paul. I know we haven't spoken in a while, but we just signed this like $9 billion deal with TKO. And I got a few million dollars here left over.
I know you retired, but...
I know you just retired. How did you feel about retiring properly in the place that matters? You know...
The payday's right.
But that's the thing.
The other thing is, though, is it still comes back to, can those two put on a good match? Sting's done a very good job of knowing his abilities in the last few years and being able to hide that by being in a tag team and doing big spots that look amazing, but in actual fact are quite simple spots. But, but it's made Sting look amazing. In a one-on-one match, two 60-plus-year-old guys... attempting to have a decent match, the only way you could do it is a cinematic match, and I think the time for cinematic matches has been and gone.
I think that, and this is no disrespect to him, I love him and miss him dearly, I think they died with Bray. I think when Wyndham Rotunda left us, the reason to do them didn't go away, but it almost feels disrespectful to do a match like that now. You know,
And I would almost argue that the only way you could have brought Undertaker back in any way would have been as an on-screen character, not a wrestling character, and it would have been with Bray.
Yeah, like some kind of mentor.
mentor sort of situation, and that would have worked so well. And I do want to say this before we finish off and get silly before the end of the show like we usually do. We have got the announcement that the Bray documentary is coming out in a few weeks' time. I don't know about you. I watched that trailer and I got teary.
Yep, I did
too. I genuinely teared up watching it. I am not ready for this documentary. I don't think I'm going to handle it well.
And Undertaker's narrating it.
Undertaker is narrating it. I'm glad that they're doing this. They're not going to give him... Apparently, behind the scenes, they don't feel it's his time for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're giving him something this time of year, though. This documentary feels right.
Yeah. No, it's probably Binge, not time.
I tweeted Binge the other day for Australian listeners/viewers. They got back to me within half an hour and said, it's not on the roster right now. They're going to look into it. So as soon as we know, we'll let you know that if it's coming.
And you can look on our X down under the ring, DWN under the ring. Find it there. When we know, you'll know.
Absolutely.
I think this week, because it's been such a long time, we're probably going to wrap it up there, and we're going to leave our Australian wrestling roundup for next week.
Yeah.
We're in a little bit of a time where all the big shows really have just happened. We're ramping up. Elimination Chamber took a lot out of everyone. But we're slowly ramping up again. We know we've got a couple of pretty big shows going around. I can't wait to talk about them. But I think we might leave it there for now. Would you agree with that?
100%. But I will say this. If you are a representative or you're from one of the independent shows in Australia, follow us on Instagram, @DownUnderTheRing. Follow us on Twitter, @DWNUnderTheRing. Slide in our DMs and let us know when you've got some big shows on. We do look into it to find out when the shows are coming on, but we don't see them all, right? Let us know. Give us the details. We will share them on future episodes of the podcast like we have been doing for the last almost a year.
And, hey, we've been talking to people about it too. If you want to come on, have a talk to us. Let us know as well, because we would love to hear from you. We might do a redo. I've been having a little bit of a chat to someone lately.
Mm.
We might do a redo with someone very soon. I think you guys will know who that is. Be very excited for it, because we're going to talk about everything in a totally different light this time. But that'll
move the needle.
That'll move the needle just a little bit. That's a little bit of a teaser for you guys. Hey, Fid, it's been good to see you again. It's been way too long.
It's been good to be back.
And it's really good to see you too. Yes, that's right. You. Right, you. You. That one there. Put down. No, stop. Look at me. Don't look anywhere else. Right in my eyes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And until next time, we'll see you down under the ring.